is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for May 27th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, chaos in the cities. Chicago had its deadliest Memorial Day weekend since 2015 in spite of the coronavirus stay-at-home order. I mean, who knew that gang members and murderers would not abide by the stay-at-home lockdown order? According to one crime analyst, of all the things they're likely to be worried about, COVID-19 is pretty far down the list. 49 people shot in Chicago from Friday afternoon through Monday evening, and 10 of those people have died. Now, in Minneapolis, chaos of a different sort. The city is reeling from protests following the death of George Floyd. Floyd was an African-American man who died in police custody, according to multiple news reports. The FBI is investigating Floyd's death after video emerged showing a Minneapolis police officer kneeling on Floyd's neck for several minutes, ignoring his protests that he couldn't breathe. Floyd had been arrested on suspicion of committing forgery. Police said he appeared to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol before resisting arrest and then claiming medical distress. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey confirmed Tuesday afternoon that the four officers involved have been fired. Topic number 4, historic opportunity. That's what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling Israel's legislation to begin the process of imposing sovereignty over Judea and Samaria. Now, that's the area that the world calls the West Bank. The implication of calling it the West Bank is that it still belongs to Jordan, even though Jordan lost it after 1967 because they attacked Israel and Israel took the land. Israel being the only country in the history of the world to be expected to give back land it took after it was attacked. Anyway, Miki Zohar, who's a member of the Knesset from the Likud party, which is Netanyahu's political party, said that the legislation should be introduced shortly, will be approved by the Knesset probably within the next few weeks, said this during a radio interview on Tuesday night. According to Zohar, authorities right now are working on maps so they can identify to the Trump administration which areas will be under Israeli sovereignty when this finally goes into effect. Now, of course, there's pushback from the Muslim world. Members of Jordan's parliament say that all options are on the table, including cancellation of the historic peace treaty signed more than 20 years ago between Israel and Jordan. Several days ago, King Abdullah of Jordan said that Israel's plans would lead to a massive conflict with Jordan, with him considering all options to retaliate. Of course, never one to let an opportunity for media attention go to waste. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan also said he would not allow Israel to annex any Palestinian lands, including the so-called West Bank. It's not clear what say Erdogan has in the matter. You prophecy scholars out there might consider his location and ask, is this the king of the north? Just speculation. Anyway, many of the public protests from Arab leaders, and I should point out that Turks are not Arabs, so I made that mistake once. Many of the public protests from Arab leaders are just for show. According to a report by Israel Hayom on Wednesday morning, earlier today, senior officials from Jordan and Saudi Arabia are saying privately that in many cases, moderate Arab states' official opposition to Israel's sovereignty plan is for the benefit of the home crowd. But privately behind the scenes, in talks with the Trump administration, they either accept or even support the plan. They just can't do so publicly. Topic number 3, where are the children? Birth rates here in the United States have fallen to another record low, declined even further last year, the fewest number of births in 35 years. This according to new figures released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Preliminary data Wednesday confirming a slowdown of births. This report, based on a review of over 99% of birth certificates issued in 2019. Associated Press says that the baby bust here in the U.S. has been trending for over a decade, and the decline is persisting with concerns over the economy, shifting attitudes toward motherhood, and couples delaying parenthood as being among the most prominent factors. Topic number 2, the Sochmeads, social media. YouTube has admitted now that for the last 6 months, it has been deleting comments critical of China's Communist Party. YouTube says this was an error. The protocol wasn't supposed to do this, and it will investigate. It's been happening over and over for 6 months, but we had no clue. This is really weird because YouTube isn't even available in China, China's closed internet does not allow YouTube inside, for Chinese users. I mean, there are ways around it, but again, China's 1.6 billion people not able to access YouTube. So you wonder, why does Google, the owner of YouTube, why do they care what the CCP thinks? Meanwhile, Twitter slapped a CNN fact check on one of President Trump's tweets Tuesday. This was the president's tweet claiming that mail-in ballots, something that Democrats are pushing for, will be substantially fraudulent. Twitter slapped a fact check on it. Get the facts about mail-in ballots. And of course, since it's from CNN, which is really Democratic operatives with bylines, it contradicted the president's position. Well, President Trump, not really happy about that. He responded, accusing Twitter of interfering in the 2020 presidential election. And in a statement, the president's re-election campaign manager, Brad Parscale, said that Twitter's move to add fact-check links to the president's tweets demonstrates the social network's clear political bias. You think? That's why we keep saying, although we use Twitter and we use Facebook, and we encourage you to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, download our free mobile app, because a day may come when they don't like what we say. They've already put some fact checks on some of our posts at Facebook here in the last couple of months. Download the free SkyWatch TV mobile app, because that way you bypass the gatekeepers of the social medias. Tell you how to do that, and offer a humble suggestion to the plague of locusts now in India. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The Book of Enoch is one of the most influential and historically relevant books in history. And now, for the first time, you'll be able to comprehend the book's content with greater insight and clarity than ever before. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection. When you order the brand new companion to the Book of Enoch Reader's Commentary Volume 1 by Dr. Michael S. Heiser, you'll also receive his best-selling book, Reversing Hermon. This groundbreaking work unveils what most of the modern church has never heard regarding how the sin of the watchers in Enoch 6 through 16 helped frame the mission of Jesus. How the descriptions of the Antichrist, the end times day of the Lord, and the final judgment connect to Genesis 6 and the Nephilim. This and so much more. Plus, you'll also receive on DVD The Book of Enoch, Fallen Angels, and Ancient Aliens, an exclusive production with Dr. Michael Heiser regarding the blatant lies of ancient astronaut theory and the horrifying nature of fallen angels and alien abduction. But that's not all. You'll also receive the beautifully printed, hardback edition of the original, historical Book of Enoch from Defender Publishing, perfect for assisting serious researchers and students in the study of the Bible and the early age. Sold separately, this special collection retails for $120. Yours now for only $35 plus shipping and handling. So whether you've read the Book of Enoch before or perhaps want to journey through it for the first time ever, without a doubt, you'll find this resource enormously enlightening. So don't delay. Order the Companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection now. Available at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
And topic number one today, locusts or lunch? Billions of locusts. I mean, really, as far as the from the perspective of India and East Africa, this is not funny. Billions of locusts now descending on India, the iconic city of Jaipur. The sky has been turned black in some cases by these swarms of locusts. It's caused a state of emergency in nearby agricultural areas. The desert locusts responsible are believed to have migrated over from neighboring Pakistan after destroying crops there. It's enough to make your skin crawl, but the problem isn't just that, they're creepy crawly, it's that they're eating up a lot of food that humans could be eating and should be eating, which leads to this humble proposal to solve the solution for everyone. Now, actually, I'd like to take credit for this, but it's not original to me. The idea of the locust burger, credit the European Union. A new policy drafted by the EU last week calls for insect-based proteins to be extensively promoted to replace animal products. Why? Because it would save the environment, of course. The European Commission announced the Farm to Fork, or F2F, strategy, touting it as fair, healthy, and environmentally friendly, focusing on the increasing the availability and source of alternative proteins such as plant, microbial, marine, and insect-based proteins and meat substitutes. Of course, the draft noted that the program will not happen without a shift in people's diets, end quote. But I say, let India's bane be Europe's boon. Locust burgers for all. As for me and my house, beef. It's what's for dinner. Well, looking forward to the next conference on our 2020 calendar. That is the Battle Ready Conference. It is going virtual, as did the True Legends Conference, because travel restrictions still in place for many parts of the country. But you can bring us into your home in full HD. Sharon and I honored to be among the speakers, along with our friends Russ Dizdar, Pastor Carl Gallops, Brandon Gallops, Pastor Casper McLeod, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Stephen Bankars, remarkable young man who's come out of the New Age movement and has some unique insights on the spiritual and supernatural battle in which you and I are deployed. To find out more, and the really cool thing about this conference, not only will the video be streaming, but there will be interactive features that will allow for some face-to-face meetings, using some of the social networking and video conferencing technologies that have become so necessary during this pandemic. To find out more and to reserve your place, log on to battlereadyconference.org, battlereadyconference.org. Next spring, we return to Israel, God willing. The Skywatch TV tour of Israel, calling it Search for the Travelers. And we're not talking about those of us on the bus. We're talking about the term applied to the demonic spirits of the Rephaim. It was a key part of the pagan beliefs of the ancient neighbors around Israel back in the day. And we will visit sites that you just won't see on any other tour of Israel, like Joshua's Altar, as you see in the picture here, Gilgal Rephaim, and the newly, well, I can't say we newly discovered it, but at least recognized, the serpent-shaped mound, three times longer, four times higher than the Great Serpent Mound in Ohio, just a quarter of a mile from Gilgal Rephaim. To find out more and reserve your place for the tour, log on to skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk with Dr. Michael Heiser about his new book, A Companion to the Book of Enoch, Volume 1, The Book of the Watchers. Why was Enoch so important to Christian theology? Why is it, actually? Mike explains that to Josh Peck and me. You'll find our broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, we can broadcast on your schedule just whenever you click the remote. If you're looking for the Amazon Fire TV channel, if you've got a Fire Stick and you're looking for it doing the search thing through the apps, just make sure you spell Skywatch TV with no space. Skywatch TV, all one word, and that's how you find it. And then, like I said, click the remote, and there we are. Or download the free mobile app. Not only brings to you all of our video and audio content, the Skywatch TV podcast is there as well. You'll find all of our news that Tom Horn curates, his original content. He's writing a series right now calling Opening Enoch's Gates, and a schedule of our upcoming events. All of that right on your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got a free app for each of those platforms, and links to the app stores are posted in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. You'll find us online at gilberthouse.org, all one word, gilberthouse.org. It's where Sharon and I post our weekly Bible study, the Gilbert House Fellowship, and links from there to my weekly podcast and our websites, all of that at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.